The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host with Gary Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, this is it.
This is it, yeah. We're on the home straight now, but there's a bit of work to be done now today, I think, if you want tomorrow to be nice and stressless.
Now, you have some words of advice. Keep the day simple and focus on great ingredients to be the star of the day.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people do is they overcomplicate because they think that it has to be this feast, and it does need to be a feast, but I would really say try and focus on the couple of things, like make sure you cook your ham really well, make sure you cook your turkey correctly, a couple of ciders, don't be afraid to buy a couple of cider orders. I mean, there's some really good stuff in the shops now, but that's really the key. And then the next part, I suppose, to make tomorrow a little bit less stressful is really comes down to planning. And in the business I work in, we call that mise en place, means everything in place.
Everything in place.
Yeah, I mean, that's key.
So what can you mise en place or mettre en place today?
Yeah, well, today is definitely about, I would cook my ham today, definitely. So like, even if you have your ham now, get it into a pot of water, boil it up, cook it for a couple of hours. I gave the recipe last week, let it cool in there. And then this evening, when you're sitting down to have a little glass of sherry or a glass of wine or whatever, I glaze it up in the oven, and that's one job done. Your desserts have to be done today, I would say, and get them out of the way. I'd prep all my veg today, peel my potatoes, yeah, prep the Brussels sprouts, peel the carrot and parsnips. They'll all be stay happy in
now,
water.
That's what I was going to ask you. You store them underwater?
Store them underwater, yeah. I mean, there'd be nothing stopping you if you were doing carrot and parsnip crush. Make it today, yeah, if you have the time, and then put it into a Tupperware, into a bowl that you can pop
into. Something people don't think of. Declutter your kitchen.
Yeah, that's another thing I would see. Like, where I work, plating up the food, we call that the pass, right? And I'd be really strict there about keeping nothing on there that's not, yeah, the same. So the same at home. If you have an island, get rid of the fruit bowl, get rid of the thing where you put your keys, over where your stove is. If you have one of those things that holds all the spoons and everything, get rid of all of that. And then
A meat thermometer.
I mean, this to me is essential. They're about €10. All the supermarkets sell them. To cook a turkey correctly, you have to cook it up to 75 degrees. The thickest part of the bird, you stick the thermometer in, comes up to 75 degrees, you know it's safe to eat.
Okay, the questions are flooding in, as all you right, can cool. imagine, so we'll fire those at you. How would you suggest doing roast potatoes? Oven or air fryer, duck or goose fat or oil? What do you do?
Duck fat all day long, or goose fat if you can get it. I mean, they're more or less the same thing. So 2 kilos of potatoes, peel them, leave them fairly chunky, bring them up, put them into cold water, a little bit of salt, bring them up to a gentle simmer and cook them for about 8 to 10 minutes. They should be a little bit firm, but you want them to start getting a little bit soft. Strain them off, and then I put them out onto a tray to let all the steam evaporate. Yeah. That's quite important. And then for 2 kilos of potatoes, I'd want 200 grams of duck fat. I think that's another mistake people make. They don't put enough duck fat in there. And that goes into a roasting tray, a heavy-based roasting tray. Then you put your potatoes in, and they're going to be in there for 40 to 50 minutes. Season them with salt and pepper.
Any easy dessert ideas for people who don't eat trifle, who don't eat pudding?
Tiramisu is one, I think, that's quite easy. You can buy those lady fingers, those, yeah, biscuits, and you just drizzle
easy
them.
To do.
It's handy enough to do, yeah, yeah.
You've got a recipe, I'm sure, on your...
Yeah, there's loads of recipes up on my Instagram. I shared a chocolate fondant recipe, which takes a little bit of work today, but it'll be perfect tomorrow when you pop it into the oven for a warm chocolate dessert.
I'll have loads of turkey and ham left over. There are only so many sandwiches you can make. I don't have the same dinner again. So what do you do with the leftovers?
My favourite thing to do with a turkey and ham left over is, first of all, the most important thing to do is after dinner is finished tomorrow, get it into the fridge. I see people leaving turkey out on the counter all day. It's really not a good idea. You need to get it into the fridge after dinner and cut it into manageable size pieces, because you can individually wrap them and freeze them perfectly. But if you're going to want to make something on Stephen's Estate, I would suggest leek turkey and leek pie, which is really easy to make. Chop up your leeks, saute them off in a little bit of butter, a couple of tablespoons of flour, some milk and some chicken stock, and then you just add in your diced turkey and your diced ham, pop that into a dish, and then put a puff pastry, top on it and bake it in the oven. Wonderful.
Now, this is something I don't know anything about. I'm dry brining the turkey.
Yeah.
Any tips? What is that?
Dry brining is where you just add salt to the turkey. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to extract any moisture. And what you would know would be wet brining. So the hams are wet brined where you make up a salt solution, salt and water. Where dry brining, you just heavily season the bird and you can leave it in the fridge. What I would say to you tomorrow, make sure you pat it really dry. Don't season it again. And you normally will get very crispy skin when you do that.
Now, Fiona's fretting. I usually use goose fat. I can only get duck fat.
Same thing.
No problem.
If you think of a duck and a goose, like a goose is just a bigger duck, really.
Now, here's a panic-wheeling one. I have a 3.5 kilogram ham to cook, but not a pot big enough to take it.
Cut it in half.
Cut it in half. Simple. Yeah.
So just get a nice sharp knife, cut it in half. If there's a net around it and you're worried about it breaking up. The other thing you could do with it is you could put it in a tray and put in a bottle of beer or a bottle of cider and then wrap it really well in tin foil and then bake it in the oven so it'll steam.
Bake time.
Bake it, and then take it out, get rid of all the liquor that's in there and then let it cool down, take the fat off, apply the glaze and give it a good roast.
My turkey is 11.5 pounds in weight, not big. Does 20 minutes per pound plus 20 still apply?
Yeah, I work in new money, not old money. I'm a kilo man. But yeah, 20 minutes per pound and 20 minutes at the end. But really, if you get yourself a little meat thermometer, it's going to take all the guesswork away. And what I would say to you is another mistake I see people make. A turkey is like 5 or 6 kilos or 8 or 10 pounds. Preheat your oven to 230 degrees. Like, get it really hot. Mm. Put your tray on the bottom. Wrap the turkey in tin foil for the first hour and a half, then take the tin foil off and continue to baste. So start it at, when you put it in, it's at 230 and then lower it down to 180.
Yeah. Now, Colm O'Regan was on with this yesterday with advice. If the host or hostess asks you, is the turkey moist? There's only one answer. Yes, it is.
Exactly.
No matter how it turns out.
Exactly.
Best ideas for starters that are simple but seem fancy and I need two different options.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of individually plated starters because I think it takes up too much room. I love to do like a platter with some smoked salmon, some little iceberg cups or baby gem cups which are prawns in it and your Mary Rose so people can just pick them up. I think a cheese and charcuterie board is a great idea for when people arrive. Leave it on your kitchen table or I try and get people to stand in a different room when I'm getting ready. So I leave some cheese and meats in there and maybe some seafood. Let them start off in there. And then we go into the kitchen.
So you just have the main meal. There's no kind of set starter.
Yeah,
people nibble because they're hungry.
I know a lot of people like to do a prawn cocktail or they like to do a little bit of smoked salmon. And these are perfect things for Christmas Day. I shared a vol-au-vent recipe, which is easy enough to do. It's up on my Instagram. That's also a nice kind of starter to do because you can get it already in one pot.
Can I stuff my turkey today with sausage meat stuffing and keep it in the fridge overnight to cook tomorrow? And if so, is it still safe to bring to room temperature before putting in the oven?
Yeah, I would definitely stuff it today. And just make sure when you're stuffing it into the neck, don't put too much up in there. Like, don't have it that it's this big mound of meat that has to cook. And then with your temperature probe that part of it as well. But I would just say put a little bit of it in up at the neck because it'll catch any butter you put under the skin and the rest of it roasted separately.
I mean, if you get it to 75 throughout, you're
safe.
Cooked.
Oh, no, 100%
You've killed
safe.
Every bug.
But I would also say take it out of the fridge a good hour and a half, depending on the size of it. And even more important than that, it's resting the turkey after it's cooked.
What's the best way to make sure the ham stays moist and doesn't dry out? The ham now, not the turkey.
If it dries out, it just means you've overcooked it. So I think there is a tendency, especially us Irish people, we like to go, oh, well, I'll give it another 20 minutes or another half an hour. So the technique of boiling it first for a couple of hours, letting it cool in the water and then giving it a quick hot roast and a glaze should avoid that for you.
We've just prepared the mash. Our veg shop keeper suggested Golden Wonder potatoes, but they taste kind of watery. What are the best spuds for mash?
I mean, Irish rooster potatoes to me are the best for mash, and I like Maris Pipers for roasting. The Golden Wonders are good if you're making like a gratin potato, but if you've made it already and you're not sure about the taste on it, throw a couple of more knobs of butter in there and a little splash of cream and I bet you it'll taste better.
Okay. I've a really big turkey this year. It will just about fit in my oven. Is there any danger of it not being cooked properly because there isn't much room around it for air circulation?
I mean, if you're confident enough, if the turkey is really big, I would really say to take the legs off. especially on a bigger turkey, because the legs take longer to cook than the breast. So if you know how to take the legs off a chicken, the legs and the thigh, you know how to take it off a turkey. And what you can do is just take them off and roast them separately in the oven.
A homemade gravy recipe. I usually make it out of a jar, but I have more time this year, so I'd like to go to the next level.
Yeah, if you can get yourself a kilo of chicken wings today, and you're going to roast those chicken wings up with some carrots, onion, celery and leek, and then you're going to put that mix into a pot with cold water and bring it up to the boil. And then I told you last week about how to roast the turkey, but put the same veg under the turkey. And then afterwards, you're going to add that liquor or stock in with that underneath the roasted turkey, and then thicken it up with a little bit of corn flour.
And by the way, those store-bought gravies,
they're brilliant.
So why raise your level to another level of aggravation?
Yeah, you haven't done it today, really. But I would be saying is it's like sitting your turkey on a trivet of vegetables, carrots, onion, celery, leek, and then making your gravy in there. And even if it's just adding in some chicken stock and thickening it up with one of the shop-bought gravy granules.
Okay, last one. I'm cooking for four, have a small kitchen with a small oven, no separate grill, have an air fryer too, but it's very hard to keep it all ready and hot at the same time. Any ideas?
If you have a microwave, your microwave is your friend there for all the veg, and your air fryer is going to do your roasted carrot and parsnips, your roasted potatoes. It's only four people, so there's nothing stopping you putting the roast potatoes and the carrot and parsnips in one of the drawers after they're cooked, and then reheat them all that way. And then to reheat your turkey and your ham, slice them, lay it onto a tray with a little bit of parchment paper, couple of knobs of butter, and then run it through the oven. And like, use all the different levels of your grill, which are trays. Four people, I think you'll be okay.
Okay. Are you busman holidaying tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. I'm in the hotel tomorrow in the morning.
And you're cooking at home?
I'm cooking at home, yeah, yeah. No, I'll be in until mid-afternoon, and then I'll be home and have all the gang coming over. But I have to be honest, I don't get too stressed about cooking dinner for 12 or 18 sure. people, considering the amount of turkeys and hams I've already cooked.
But. All right. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Ann & Tara the Marker in Dublin and the Forbes Street Restaurant, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast, Dishing It Out. Thank you very much. Very happy Christmas, and thanks for everything in 2025.
Vice versa.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.